Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference today. Our sales staff is here to make sure you find your perfect car, truck, or SUV. Visit one of our three convenient locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth, or shop online at woodhouse.com. Woodhouse Ford. Build Ford proud.
A crossover is...
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossovers.
Crossover. The double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
The crossover is powered by McCoy Roofing, the ultimate standard in roofing. Time for the Gary Sharp Show featuring George with a football fiesta.
Why are you guys so quiet?
I don't know. We can't figure out what's going on.
Can you talk
Schaefer
louder?
Said it. We turned it up. I don't know. We sound fine in our headset, so I don't know.
He's actually yelling next to me. It's driving me crazy. Well, you know,
can
I hate noise.
Can you? We're checking here. Can you do that again? Can you holler what you just hollered?
Football!
Now he's actually yelling, though, Sharpie.
He's
trying to get under this.
Okay, just one more time, because I think we almost have the levels correct.
Football
fiesta.
Fiesta.
Okay. All right. You
gently lace and a pretty face. And a... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Wow.
Are you on crack?
Not...
Sometimes. I've never done crack. How is crack anyway, Damon?
That would be your first. That's your first go-to of a drug would be crack?
No. I.
What are you,
I
in
smoke,
the 80s?
I admit it. I loved me some weed growing up.
We're black and it's cheap. Isn't that what
weed.
People thought we
crack
did?
Crack is whack. I love me some weed.
I'll admit, Time out.
I've tried. You want what I tried? I'll tell you what I tried.
No, as
tried
okay.
Most stuff.
So as the only white guy in the crossover,
yes. Right?
I thought black don't crack.
Yeah, but we can't afford cocaine.
Hey, have you not seen New Jack City?
You can't afford cocaine. They came back for the base.
Michael's nickname is Pookie.
Pookie, baby. I'm just sitting in a corner shaking. I wish I was that skinny. I might do crack if I could lose that much weight.
You ever notice that he has a hint of ashiness around his lips, Sharpie?
It's that crack, man.
Yeah, I just never really have honed in
you
on the lips.
LSD, Sharp?
Yeah.
Any LSD? Louisiana State drug, baby.
No.
It tastes so good.
No, I just...
Sorry, kid.
I would think that crack wouldn't be the first one. Maybe you would go meth?
No, I would
or
never
crank?
Do meth.
That's made up. Like,
I would never do
that?
Methamphetamine. When I was in high school, that was the popular thing. People, not meth, but they took those ones so you could, the greenies or whatever, so you could continue to study and stay up all night. That was huge when I was in high school in the mid-80s. And that, I think, made its way to being methamphetamines at one point.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything that you, like, build with household chemicals. Ever.
Okay. So you're out on cocaine.
GHB is like that. GHB.
The hormone?
You find GHB in
the roofie.
Inside of ink.
Yeah, you're right, Damon. You didn't need a roofie. You just need
he had fluoride.
You just needed a smile and a bat of them eyes.
That's all he had to do. Hey, honey child, where you from?
Hey, I'm not putting that in your drink. I'm putting it on your face.
Like, why are you just laying down in front of him? That makes no sense.
I'm glad everybody's got jokes because I'm the only one of the three that's paying child support. So that's not all that funny.
Hey, look, it wasn't our fault. You know Trojans have been making condoms since 1941.
I had a little hiccup, right? It's like,
I'm just saying. It's been lambskin. It works.
Hey, so you want us to hold on to this joke for, like, what, 6 years?
We could go on for a while.
I'm doing the math. Caleb's 15, minus 15. Hey, I just need three more years.
Three
more years, I'm good. I'm glad you guys could make fun of me, man.
I don't know how that's making fun of you. We all got problems, man. Some of us do drugs. Some of us have to pay child support.
Do we have 99?
There's only one of us that I know of, unless Michael wants to come clean. It was married for 12 years and stumbled along the way. So you guys could miss me with the jokes, okay? How about that? One guy got divorced on the internet, and the other guy can sleep wherever he wants to in his own house. We're all not able.
You know, now, I get up early.
Now,
what do you want me to do?
Now, for the record, you could just process it on the internet in Florida. It's not like I sent an email. Hey, I'm good. I like that single life. Yeah.
I already told you that story where I did get an email. She's like, yeah, I think I'm going to wait till after the College World Series because I know that's your time of the year, but you should be getting an email.
We'll get divorced later when you're not so busy. That's a great line. Is there a comma in there?
Hey, there's going to be a Douglas County sheriff that's going to visit. Are you going to be home later today?
Is that George laughing in the background? Tell him.
At George.
It's like family. Brothers can only talk about their own family members, right? It's not for everybody else.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. George, step out.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you guys at for today?
We're at Fernando's at 75th and Pacific.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to give away a TV.
Give away a TV?
Yep.
You haven't given away enough
of
them
already. Yeah, this is how.
This is your chance to catch on Sportsmanlike Conduct.
No. No. We see, that's just fake news. We finished in a tie because they gave away a TV on the afternoon that was broken. And so the guy said, because George took care of him, he gave us credit. So we actually won that contest.
You have credit of that one now?
Yeah.
So was it 7-7?
Hey, so what was wrong with the TV?
Somebody dropped it, George.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Blame me.
Somebody's carrying to the car. Somebody dropped it.
George, back in late May and early June, was running out of TV City, he actually dropped that one.
TV City. TV so he City. Was looting? You're saying he was looting?
I told you, George. Get the fresh meat, man.
Oh, I the last thing the man go, needs go, is the
go,
fresh
go,
meat.
Go to the butcher section, man. Stay out of that stuff that's heavy to carry. Too heavy to carry. I'm telling you, I'm going straight for the meat. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Hey, Sharpie, so you've lived all over this country, right? So I think you have good perspective on this. You know, I've lived in a lot of different places, followed a lot of different teams. Have you ever seen more media people go after a university than they're doing in Nebraska without there being charges of, like, sexual molestation or something? Because, I mean, Nebraska really hadn't done anything wrong, I don't think.
No. In the ranking of things since Nebraska's been in the Big Ten that are egregious, I don't know if we're on to the fifth or sixth page of things that have gone on in the Big Ten. Yeah, we don't have a Jerry Sandusky here. We don't have a wrestling coach at Ohio State. We don't have Larry Nassar. We don't have those kind of things. But yet, because the Nebraska fan base is so rabid and is not afraid to go there, these reporters go there and they make it personal, which it's unfortunate because some of those guys we used to like and we used to respect, and now they've made it really, really personal. And you know what? The best thing to do is ignore them. But, you know, you're going to click and you're going to discuss. And you might find some people that we used to think were so anti-Nebraska are going to be on Nebraska's side here down the road.
Hey.
Well, Ohio State certainly is. Every time Nebraska does something, they're like, yeah, they're right. That's exactly right. Ohio State likes to be on the side of Nebraska, except when he scores late touchdowns.
What do you think, and this is when you're trying to play college football and you're the number one or number two team in the country and you have a Heisman Trophy guy and he comes down with COVID, everybody's trying to do the math. It's two quick questions. One, is he okay? And before that person can respond, you go, will he be back for the Notre Dame game?
And is he no longer a favorite for the Heisman because I got a ticket on Justin Fields for 7-1?
Wow.
So let's do this here. Justin Fields is Trevor Lawrence. What do you think happens?
What do you mean they don't tell, you're saying? Are you trying to say they would hide it? Or
that's
would they play the game?
That's 21 days.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That is true.
Well,
that
maybe
true.
I
think they definitely changed the rule then.
No, see.
They changed the rule then.
Trying to.
I still say they changed the rule within the next 2 weeks.
See, if they change the rule.
Within the next 2 weeks.
I will flip out. I'm just telling you.
If they do change the rule, all bets are off.
I know, but I'm telling you, the next 2 weeks, man, the way we're heading, Illinois with numbers.
You can't be that blatantly one-sided.
Oh, but there's new evidence, man. Just like what happened when they canceled, will not revisit to change their mind. New evidence came about, Damon.
If you guys want me to lose my mind.
They got new evidence now.
I mean, not that anybody cares, but I will flip the heck out if all of a sudden we magically find a way to get rid of that 7-day grace after the 14 days because there's new information. That's the same information that's been out there for 8 weeks.
That's,
cut it
longer
out.
Longer than that, yeah.
Anybody that can Google is not going for that.
I know.
It would be.
I yelled yesterday. I'm not going to yell today.
No, you can yell today. It's fine. Because if in a conference that says we have no flexibility changes a rule midstream and a significant rule that everybody is against, first of all, or most people are against.
It's
that
not
have
like
debunked
everybody
it.
Didn't say why 21 days.
Mm-hmm. If they change that here in the next couple of weeks, all bets are off. All bets are off.
Dude.
And I think that they're gonna do it, and obviously the fan base that benefits will be fine with it, and probably you'll see national media come out, and if it's the right team, they'll defend it.
Not a chance.
And if it's the wrong team, they won't defend it.
Not a chance.
That's what we've learned. It's all about who you are in terms of getting the defense, right? Even in 40's column today, he references Nebraska was the first to say this, right? But doesn't mention at all who the next team was or the next team was.
You know
so
what?
It's all about who does stuff
so
now.
So I'm thinking that Ohio State, Wisconsin, and probably Michigan supported what Nebraska was asking for yesterday.
Oh, sure. Completely.
Because they're thinking, we got possibly a chance to make the playoff. Yeah, go Nebraska.
No, I agree with you. I think those are the teams that people like Wisconsin. You know, they're the hardworking team from up there, and it's not their fault. Their state's in bad shape. It's all about who the media likes or has respect for. Respect for is the thing.
But
Nebraska hasn't won enough games for them.
But Michael, everybody loves Scott Frost. Remember when he got the job and all the national people in the spring of 18 rolled through here and everybody did a story and they were yucking it up with the head coach? What happened?
I remember that. Well, they haven't won enough games. They haven't won enough games now. Got to win more games. That's the problem.
What do you think? What do you think? This is a talking point on two pregame shows tomorrow.
A little bit.
Yes,
a little bit.
To some degree, it will
be. A little bit. Not a ton, because you know that obviously they have so much Ohio State, Penn State to talk about on ESPN.
If they're like, you know, a little bit over the top with being aggressive on Nebraska being out of line, then you'll know it's definitely personal.
Well, Ryan Day probably will be on game day because of they're in state college. So maybe maybe they'll bring it up. Maybe they'll ask him about it, and you know, the possibility that Ohio State would be in need of a game to help their resume and how they feel. I hope they do. You know, I'm glad that Scott didn't speak yesterday. I mean, there was going to be no good that was going to come out of that. But you know what? We can all do it. We can all, at our end, we know the facts. Just ignore those people as much as possible. Because they're getting the fun out of it, because they get a rise out of people, and people respond, and they can get in Twitter wars, and they can block people, and they can mute people, and they just go on to the next article, and then when Nebraska does something, they'll come back to Nebraska. That's how it works.
It's all about, I've told you this before, and I can't think of it, Stibbs made fun of me because of GIFs that I put out, and I like, well, GIFs lead to engagement. This is all about engagement. They know if you write the right thing, that Nebraska's fan base will give you engagements. All of a sudden, you will have appearances. You'll have likes. You have all that. It works. And it's counterintuitive to what they're talking about, because it means Nebraska is engaged even after all these years and have an actual audience, opposed to what they're trying to say about what Nebraska means to college football. It's weird.
Yeah. It'll be weird not to have college football on Halloween locally, but I'll go and watch the game from the 90s on Halloween when Nebraska and Colorado played in a rainstorm.
92, baby.
That
loud.
That was one of the loudest and angriest crowds that I can recall at Memorial Stadium.
For me, it's the Miami game, because I wasn't around in 92, but the Miami game, that was as angry that I've ever seen Nebraska's fan base. It was booing, and there were fights, and that was crazy.
you know, it, Sharpie, I... They, it was so teed up for you yesterday, and I know you probably aren't near as aggressive as I was, but how long have we heard about the whole Maryland Rutgers fertile eyeballs in the ground that's out there in the East Coast and capturing eyes? Like, could you believe they had the gall to put that in a column and go back and forth about, well, on second thought, it was really a good idea with Maryland and Rutgers because of the television sets. Like, how long are we going to talk about what potentially could happen with eyeballs out there?
Well, these are the same people that wrote, probably a previous column about how dumb of an idea it was for Jim Delaney to welcome in Maryland and Rutgers. What do they bring to the conference?
Definitely.
They wrote
definitely
the same
wrote
thing. They don't.
Yep.
It's. I'm going to stop. But, by the way. Both of them, I mean, who would have thunk that after tomorrow, one team could be 2-0 and the other could be 0-2? Well, actually, after tonight when Maryland loses.
Okay, so Sharpie,
mm-hmm.
Albert Breer is talking to Dan Wetzel.
Uh-huh.
And I started to grab Breer, but, I mean, it's okay.
He says, good column from Dan Wetzel on the Nebraska Big Ten awkwardness, but I'll say this. Nebraska's a better fit than Rutgers and Maryland ever were, without question, and I don't know one Big Ten alum who wouldn't kick the East Coast schools out before Nebraska. Dan's retort was, not disagreeing with the overall point, but Rutgers and Maryland further opened two very fertile areas for recruiting, both players and general students. They do have that going for them, plus basic cable subscribers.
It's not true.
Is that not the oldest, most stale, made-up rebuttal?
Not true. Not true.
I'm like, how do you pass that off as even being remotely plausible?
BIOS refused to add the Big Ten Network. Well, BIOS was the number one cable subscriber in New York City.
Potentially fertile.
My ass.
How long have we been waiting on this?
And Nebraska's been recruiting there.
There's been a lot of Big Ten schools that go into Maryland and New Jersey and recruit. And they also have students.
Penn State?
They have students that attend their universities all the way from Maryland and New Jersey. That is a narrative that started when Jim Delaney welcomed them in, and that narrative is over. I mean, that with the TV sets, the recruiting, that's bull, because schools have gone into both of those areas and recruited very well in football. And they've got students that are on their campus. You know, Nebraska does have some kids from New Jersey and Maryland that go to school in Lincoln and don't play sports.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, they do?
And they do. And it's crazy. For many, many years before Maryland and Rutgers joined the Big Ten, they had students from Maryland and New Jersey made the trip all the way out here to the wide open, vast part of this country to go to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
No way. I didn't play with two guys from Maryland. No, they didn't have a basketball player from Maryland on that team in the early 90s. How did Derek Chandler and Dwayne Wiles and Dante Jones – how'd those guys get to
Yeah. You know what, and I think I mean, well, let's just go.
It's like a Star Trek, right? What is it?
I mean, I doubt Rozier was from New Jersey.
The wide final frontier.
He's from last time
I mean, Doug Coleman, the Peter brothers. Yep. I mean, they made it up.
Right, right.
Well, Mike Kroll? Right. Holy smokes.
And remember this. The only reason they took Maryland and Rutgers, because he couldn't get North Carolina and Florida State.
No, it's
that's who he wanted.
It's fertile.
And he couldn't get North Carolina, and he couldn't get Florida State. So he had to settle for Rutgers, Maryland, and to pay for the ticket for Maryland to get out of the ACC, which is still one of the biggest fleecings in the history of the world.
Awkward.
Just saying.
Right.
All this stuff that never gets mentioned. It's making up stuff. It's comparing Scott Frost's record to the fact that we should look up to people like Kurt Ferentz.
Well, that's my favorite retort, right? It's that Nebraska hasn't been good. And I'm not even going to get started on that again, right? Because I gave the analogy that, right, if my kiddo was a bad student, I'm not going to tell him to continue to suck, right? If you don't go to work and your boss is like, golly, man, you know what? Tim, you've been really underperforming. Why don't you just go ahead and continue to suck? Like, you're either going to get rid of that person or you're going to tell them or encourage them to do better, right? Nobody is cool. Like, why are people mad or that's their rebuttal that Nebraska hasn't been good? It's like, just because you haven't been good means you should continue to not want to be good?
Because that's the easy, lazy response.
Hey, don't want to play as many games as you can to keep recruits and keep your program fresh and viable and have people actually participating on campus for what they came there for because you haven't been good. Don't you know when to just be quiet and still continue to stink? Don't talk. You're not good enough.
That's how you get better, though, playing games, right?
You're not good enough to speak up at the table. Talking is only for winners, right? Thank God we don't parent and teach like that.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, it's – you know what? Nebraska's not going to the playoff. They wanted to play a game. It wasn't like they added UT Chattanooga and that was going to affect them in the run to get to Indianapolis or whatever.
Right.
But that would take some time going, okay, I'm going to stop and look at maybe the why of why Nebraska wanted to add another game. You know what? There's another element to this, and it keeps going back to the C word about communication, thus transparency, is Nebraska wouldn't have gone down this road if it had been a pretty strong statement that there will be no changing in the schedule.
Yeah. Right, because they didn't prepare for the future.
Yeah, if somebody had said, all right, you're all agreeing to this, and there is no wiggle room, if you lose a game, you lose a game. You're going to sit the weekend out. If that would have been painted pretty clear, then right. Nebraska probably would not have done this, knowing what the outcome would be. Right. But if that was not relayed to them, then they can go, let's look at an option here. Because if you listen to the Tennessee Chattanooga athletic director, I mean, he's not going to throw Nebraska under the bus. When he said that they had gone down the road with the
big
official,
ten.
Yeah. So when they got to the final vote or the final discussion, did it all of a sudden leave the football athletic director field and immediately get into the presidents and chancellors, and that's when it was no?
Right. It's just couldn't pass the final test, right? Is what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, hey, there wasn't a consensus. It was just Nebraska going rogue.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you to Ryan Day, who continues to, garner
and
a lot
James
of support.
And James Franklin, to some degree.
Did he say something yesterday?
Just on board with exploring options to play as many games as possible if a team can't play. He generally spoke about, listen, man, like, why wouldn't we want to fill our schedule? Mm-hmm. That's what you're here for.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well,
that appears to make too much sense.
Well, what here's what makes sense out of the Big Ten with this current setup is they do what they're going to do, and they don't bring in a lot of input from the outside with this current leader. Jim Delaney was the final. I mean, that was the end-all, be-all. When he made a decision, it was final. But at least I know that Jim Delaney had discussions where he would listen to people say, you know what, hey, Jim, I don't think this is right, or I think we could tweak this. And there were some key things during his last 5 to 7 years that got tweaked a little bit because he listened to his constituents instead of saying, this is my decision, this is what we're going to do, you're going to live with it.
Happened with college baseball.
Hmm?
College baseball. He wanted to move college baseball. And some of the schools, including Nebraska, were like, no. Trust me, we can win, we can do this.
It's. I painted this yesterday. There's, you know, doing the right thing and doing the best thing.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Well, and we'll now go on to the weekend and we'll watch Big Ten football because there's quite a few intriguing games.
And because Nebraska fought for it.
Part of it.
Yep.
Yeah, and we'll reminisce about the 92 Colorado Nebraska game and Calvin Jones ripping off his helmet.
Yeah, just don't watch that Purdue game. From Halloween.
I don't remember that game.
45, 55?
No, I don't remember that game.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Riker Fife.
Hey, did Nebraska have a backup?
In that one.
Did Nebraska have a backup quarterback in that game?
Who threw the ball like 50 sometimes?
I think they played it. Yeah.
The only thing I remember from that game is two guys running into each other as Purdue was scoring a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. That was bad, too.
Those were the days.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Sharpie, have a good show.
You guys have a good weekend.
All right, man. Bye.